This is Stephen with Track 4, news from around the district. And the first item, Key Bridge reopens. A key route between Cookham and Bourne End has reopened after it was closed due to safety concerns. Cookham Bridge is now reopened following an overnight closure after two large concrete blocks broke loose from a temporary mooring upstream and made contact with the Grade 2 listed structure. A spokesman for the Royal Borough of Windsor and Maidenhead Council said, "Thank you for your patience and understanding." An emergency duty officer for the RBWM Council previously said one of the blocks was slowly sinking and posed the risk of becoming lodged under the bridge and causing damage to the structure. The second item, store open after door is smashed. A supermarket in Marlow had its door smashed by criminals on Sunday evening, March the 31st. Sainsbury's in West Street, Marlow, was subject to a burglary which involved the smashing of a glass door. The door has been boarded up with ply, but customers are still able to access the supermarket. Your Story Bridal Shop in Liston Court, Marlow, was also broken into. They posted about the incident on their social media page. A day before this incident, Tesco Express on the Green in Woburn was reportedly put under a police cordon following an incident that involved the smashing of a glass sliding door. A Sainsbury's spokesperson said, "Police were called to an incident at our Marlow store on Sunday evening. We're supporting them with their investigation." And next, Paralympian to open Aldi store. Paralympian will be opening the new Aldi in High Wycombe later this month. Aldi, which is getting ready to open on Crest Road, is planning to open its doors on Thursday, April the 18th at 8 a.m. The new store will be run by store manager Stuart, along with a team of 30 colleagues from the local community. Opening hours will be from 8 till 10, Monday to Saturday, and 10 to 4 on Sundays. The new store will offer fresh British meat products with weekly offers, Aldi's award-winning specially selected range, exclusive beers, wines and spirits, and a food-to-go section at the front of the store. Aldi's legendary special buys will also be available in the middle aisle every Thursday and Sunday, offering extraordinary value on a wide range of products, from electrical items to garden tools. Gold, silver and bronze medalist Jeanette Chippington, OBE, will be opening the store with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Jeanette will also give away complimentary bags of fresh fruit and vegetables from Aldi's famous Super 6 range to the first 30 customers in the queue. Aldi store manager Stuart said, "We can't wait to open the doors to the new store in High Wycombe. It's set to be a special day, and having Paralympic hero Jeanette Chippington join us will make it a morning to remember." Para canoe star Jeanette Chippington, OBE, added, "I'm so excited to be opening Aldi's new store. It will be great to chat to customers and a lovely way for me to thank Aldi for its support of Paralympics GB." The new store will be located on Crest Road, High Wycombe, HP11 1UA, and residents can apply for jobs on Aldi's website. Next, Village Fair returns after 4 years hiatus. After 4 years, the much-missed Denham Village Fair is making a triumphant return on Monday, May the 27th. The fair, which was unable to resume immediately after COVID restrictions lifted, is thanks to a dedicated group of villagers who formed a new committee in 2024. They were determined to bring back the event with origins in 1227 that celebrates community spirit, tradition, and raises funds for St Mary's Church. The fair not only showcases the heritage of Denham, but also its vibrant atmosphere with a mix of music, dance, traditional games, and stalls brimming with crafts, local produce and tasty treats. We're so excited for the fair and hope we are blessed with good weather, great experiences and good friends, said a spokesperson. Visit the Facebook page, Denham Village Fair 2024, or www.denhamvillagefair.org.uk. Finally, in this news section, footpaths to close for 6 months. A footpath in Chesham is set to close for 6 months for a gas main replacement. Hodswood Road will temporarily close from April the 1st, with closure expected to last up to 6 months pending completion. The closure will continue until the works are completed. A date for this has not been set, but the footpath closure has a maximum duration of 6 months. A diversion route hasn't been listed online. And quiz question four is, in which country are the 2024 Summer Olympics to be held? That's, in which country are the 2024 Summer Olympics to be held?